I'm Stephanie Trefser, WRPR News. There's a controversy taking place in dozens of states, and it's all about the high price women are paying for tampons and other feminine hygiene products. Some of them are calling it the tampon tax. According to the New York Times, women spend an average $7 to $15 a month on tampons, pads, and other products every month.
As an effort to make all 50 states tampon tax exempt, petitions are going out in order to spread more awareness on the topic. Even more so, California State Assemblywoman Christina Garcia introduced a bill in January to make tampons and pads exempt from sales tax in their states. It's an issue that Ramapo College senior J.R. DePiro is extremely concerned about.
I think that removing the tax would help a lot of people, especially women, who are living kind of like a paycheck-to-paycheck life.
Gaining an adult perspective, I interviewed Karen Smith, a 35-year-old mother who's concerned about the economic burden she faces when she has to buy the products every month for her and her daughter.
Were you aware there's a 4-6% tax on tampons and other female hygienic products?
No, I wasn't.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think there should be a tax.
And how much do you spend exactly, between the time period of a month to 2 months, if you don't mind me asking?
Somewhere between $15 to $20.
Corporations such as Tampax and other feminine hygiene distributors have been releasing statements as a result of the tax in several states' protests, even protests in other countries such as London, England. What do you think about the fight to end the tampon tax? How could we, as individuals, put a stop to it? I'm Stephanie Trefser from WRPR News.